Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. I thank all the participants on their constructive engagement and a statement. Today we hear the need to respect the right of self-determination and the colonization process in conformity of existing human rights standards and procedures. Today we hear the great challenges that those indigenous people suffer, the consequences of war and post-conflict situation because of the importance of this theme. My mandate in the upcoming report on mobile indigenous peoples, we analyze the significant challenges that mobile indigenous people face due to conflict in their ancestral land and has specific recommendations. Many indigenous people, including those in initial contact, such as the Yanomami, are suffering gross consequences from the development of mining projects in their ancestral territories. It is urgent that the state adopt the necessary reparative measures for environmental damages and appropriate measures to protect indigenous peoples' ancestral territories. I want to reiterate that there is not a strict legal definition of indigenous people in international law based on the consensus of states and indigenous people that a definition is not necessary to protect the right of indigenous peoples. The UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples was adopted without a definition and rests on self-identification. It should be clarified that indigenous people have inherent rights, including the right to self-determination, land, territory, and resources, despite any formal recognition and registration for their existence by the states. This is because indigenous people pre-exist the states, and any registration shall be declaratory, not consultative, not constitutive of the right existence. They reaffirm all of our preoccupation that many challenges faced by the indigenous people in the realization of their right continue, and we need to be even more united in combating their human rights violation, denouncing acts of intimidation and reprisals. On the same note, I am very worried about the obstacles indigenous people face in accessing media, so I will dedicate my 2025 report to the Human Rights Council to indigenous people and access to media. My report will be complementary to the report that UNESCO will prepare on the same matter in cooperation with my mandate. When talking about environment rights in regional or national documents, the human rights of indigenous people shall be included in national and regional laws, including the right to free, prior, and informed consent. Indigenous people shall also have the opportunity to participate in the drafting process of these documents through effective and meaningful consultation. The coming Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework sets forth important targets and action to halt the loss of biodiversity and promote its conservation and sustainable use. As we strive to achieve this target, it is essential to adopt human rights-based approach that uphold and integrate fundamental human rights principles, including the right of independence peoples, the right of indigenous people into the implementation processes. Adequate legal framework and safeguard shall be in place to throughout the implementation processes. This includes safeguarding their intellectual property rights, cultural heritage, and sacred sites, while ensuring their active and meaningful participation in decision-making. My mandate is greatly concerned with the negative effect of conservation initiatives and protect areas on indigenous people's rights, including those led by non-state actors. For this reason, my 2023 report on green financing adjusts transition to protect the right of indigenous people highlights risk linked to the conservation initiative and includes recommendation for donors, investors, and funders, including international development finance institutions and intergovernmental organizations that must be fully implemented to achieve a just transition in conformity with existing human rights. There is a strong need to favor indigenous participation in the international level in conformity with our right to self-determination with an appropriate status that reflects our unique international standing. For this reason, it's very important the upcoming debate on enhancing the participation of indigenous people in the United Nations next week. first intersessional meeting of the Human Rights Council and on ways to enhance the participation of indigenous people in this work of the Human Rights Council. Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson.